You know, with all this occupational tax, and which I'm kind of glad it got shot down, because I don't live in Montgomery, but I was born and raised. But I had two tickets. I got them last week, and I decided to go and take care of it yesterday. And I took time off from work to go down there, and I went to the municipal court. Each ticket, I had to pay a separate court cost, but I was both on the same day. And I can't understand for the life of me why in the world I had to pay separate court costs the same day I was given tickets. And my fine ended up being $613.
Holy!
Woo!
What did you do? And you know what, Greg?
What'd they get you
for?
You
know what? 80% was court cost.
80%?
That's right. And they people wondered, and in this occupational tax, I'm afraid that it's, I'm glad that it got shot down through the Senate. I mean, I hate to say that, even though I don't live in Montgomery, but my company's out of Montgomery, but, you know, either way. But I'm shifting gears real quick. I'm fixing to have to go make another call. But this here Bernie Sanders deal that's going on, and I know Radio Land's listening, but if he is, which I'm afraid he's going to be nominated, I think right off the top, Republicans ought to start the Cuban collusion, just like they did with the... I mean, go ahead and start investigations and call them up and testify and this and that and drag it out. You know, just give them a taste. Just give them a dose of what it is they're taking.
All right. I appreciate you taking the time to share it with us this morning. Get it off your chest. And what do you do to get
613? That's a ridiculous amount of court cost.
Yeah, it is. And by the way, you know, they're trying to sneak in it, doubling the millage on property taxes. When you're wasting $700,000 through the school system on strippers and coke, come back to us after you've gotten your house clean.
And now a star is born. On February 28th, 1955, the world welcomed little baby Gilbert Gottfried. And when the doctor delivered him, the world was treated to his trademark voice.
Go, go, gaga! Go, go, gaga!
Congratulations, Mom and Dad. It's, annoying.
Gilbert Gottfried, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
A little past 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. The coronavirus outbreak has reached sub-Saharan Africa, where Nigeria has confirmed its first case. U.S. officials, meanwhile, are looking at a whistleblower complaint, it alleges.
Health and Human Services employees didn't have proper protective gear or training when they were deployed to two California military bases receiving Americans evacuated from infected areas.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. South Carolina is a day away from its primary, and many polls show former Vice President Joe Biden ahead.
It's going to be one battle between Biden and Bernie. Biden leading in the South Carolina polls. Bernie nationally. If you look at this latest Emerson poll, Biden has a 16-point lead, 41% over Sanders, 25%, followed by Steyer and Buttigieg at 11, Klobuchar at 6. Then you come over to the Post and Courier latest poll, you see a narrower lead.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. America's listening to Fox News.
This is nothing new, by the way. I just received a full list of all the things that were going to kill us over the last 20 years, including Y2K. Remember that? That was going to get
gosh,
us
too. Gosh, yeah. Yeah, everybody had to work at midnight, or a lot of folks had to work. Jeez.
The only thing I know of, one traffic signal, I think it was in Ohio, ran amok, and that was it for Y2K. So everybody remain calm, as Fire Marshal Bill says.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
It's cold. A lot of cities are still in the upper 20s at this particular hour. We'll run down the temperatures in a minute. Lots of sunshine, upper 50s, maybe teasing 60 degrees, but becoming a little breezy this afternoon. Boy, I am so glad it's Friday, you know? It is just, it's just really nice that it's Friday.
Yeah, it's Friday. Have a blast.
Oh, well, thanks, Siri. The chilly tonight, overnight low temperature down to about 36. Tomorrow, 60 degrees with sunshine. Upper 60s on Sunday. More sunshine. It looks like a great day. Maybe even teasing 70 degrees on Sunday, so a nice weekend. Then lower 70s on Monday, mid-70s on Tuesday, scattered showers both days, risk of maybe some strong, possibly severe storms on Wednesday. There are a lot of question marks about this potential severe weather situation Wednesday, but we're monitoring it closely. Check out my morning video this morning for more of the nuts and bolts about this potential severe weather situation. And make sure to get our weather app on your phone or tablet today. Right now, this morning, we have... let's see, 27 in Prattville and Alexander City, 29 in Greenville, 28 at Maxwell, and 33 at Montgomery Regional Airport now at 709.
Duh.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASE and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
All right, in the spirit of everybody remaining calm, Mark Cumby sent this list of things reminding us that for the last 20 years, every year there's been something that's going to kill everybody.
Yeah.
Y2K, we talked about that. Anthrax, remember that? And then there were idiots that were practical joking with, you know, baby powder.
Sending white powder in the mail.
West Nile virus, SARS in 2003, bird flu, E. coli, the bad economy. We survived that. Swine flu, BP oil was going to point. We weren't going to have an oyster to shuck for 100 years.
Right, no beach to go to.
Yeah, no beach. Obamacare, the Mayan end of the world. Remember that one?
Well, that happened.
That's right. I forgot. I'm sorry. Let me cross that one off the list. 2013, North Korea was firing missiles over Japan.
Right.
Ebola in 2014. The Disney measles and ISIS were going to get us in 2015. Zika. Remember that?
Barely.
2017, the outbreak of fake news. Migrant caravans in 2018, measles in 2019, and this year we've got the coronavirus.
Wow.
So it's almost as if every year we've got to have something. Maybe it's just to fill the news.
I love your, and you're going to play it at 8, when you hear Dr. Drew tell the media, just shut up.
Yeah. This is a doctor who understands a little bit about this.
He said, you don't know anything about it.
I don't know who sent me that clip yesterday, but I was very glad to come across it, and we'll play that in about 1 hour. In fact, I'll make it the most electrifying moment of the morning.
Sounds good.
That?
Yeah, I like it.
There are 2 days left in February, which means you have 2 days to take advantage of the month-long celebration of all our presidents at Kaiser Fine Furniture in... Well, it's just beyond the Montgomery Taxing District in Elmore County, and it's 8 1/4 on whatever you buy. If you've never been to Kaiser, I've driven past the building many times. It's not an ostentatious kind of place, but it's very functional, and it has 60,000 square feet of choices, so wear comfortable shoes. And everything under that roof right now is marked up to 50% off as part of the President's Day sale. You know, you can open up a Synchrony account at 0% interest for qualified customers at Kaiser and maybe go a little bit bigger without feeling guilty about paying interest on your purchase. Stella is our point person there. If you're looking for something specific, she can line you up with the choices. She knows the inventory backwards and forwards. Give you a pleasant shopping experience and free delivery for active and retired military at Kaiser Fine Furnishings. And again, 8 1/4 sales tax, 4044 Wetumpka Highway. Shop wiser, buy Kaiser. It is that convenient time of 7-Eleven. We got your local news when we come back. I still haven't come up with a convoluted intro for Random Facts.
I
know I better get working on that. And following Random Facts, $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama Senate gave final approval to a bill that would block cities from implementing new occupational taxes. This comes after the Montgomery City Council passed an occupational tax earlier this month. The bill now heads to Governor Ivey's desk. Selma's Bridge Crossing Jubilee events get underway this weekend. Thousands of people, from residents to tourists and even several presidential candidates, will be in Selma for the Bridge Crossing Jubilee. And a judge has dismissed a lawsuit over control of the Alabama Democratic Party. The judge dismissed the lawsuit filed by longtime leader Nancy Worley to prevent new chair Chris England from taking control. The judge says he doesn't have jurisdiction over the internal party dispute. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me your ears. It's time for
random facts.
Let me your ears.
Did you know, of Tiberius Claudius Drusus?
No.
Tiberius Claudius Drusus.
Tiberius, isn't there a Tiberius River?
Maybe. I'm not a map.
I think there is.
There very well could be.
Yep.
I got to find out.
Now you got to look it up. Because now I'm curious.
Tiberius River is?
It's Tiber, isn't it?
The
Tiber River.
Yeah, it's the third longest river in Italy.
Yeah, the Tiber.
It's just as exciting as the second largest ball of twine.
And I think it's got floating coronavirus in it now in Italy.
Tiberius Claudius Drusus was the son of Roman Emperor Claudius. Who was choked by a pear. Claudius Drusus was playing around. He tossed a pear high in the air, and I'm guessing it was a very small pear, because then when he came back down, he caught it in his mouth. but he choked on it, and he died of asphyxiation right there on the spot.
Wow.
By the way, it is the Tiberias River.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it is. See that?
It is.
Why did it say Tiber? Is it...
It's the derivative of Tiberias.
Like calling it the Mississippi?
No. Ole Miss.
Did you know about something called tree wells? I did not. It's the first time I've heard of them. They make up 20% of deaths while skiing.
What do you mean? What is it?
Well, I watched a video on this of somebody actually being pulled from one. Tree wells are created when snow is unable to build up underneath a tree caused by branches. It'll create an air pocket which can potentially suck up skiers and then suffocate them.
Ew.
Ask Sonny Bono about that. Oh, wait, you can't.
Well, he hit a tree and died from the impact.
Yeah.
This is something where, and from what I saw of the video, two skiers were out and they could hear noises of somebody yelling for help, and they kept checking trees to see where this person was. And they finally found him. Basically,
it creates a kind of like a vacuum.
You can't see it. It's kind of like a sheet of snow is over the area, but it doesn't fill in. You can imagine people who are skiing, you see trees, right?
Mm-hmm.
When people are skiing.
Sure, certainly.
Those aren't the actual heights of the tree. You're much higher than what that tree is because of the snow.
Yeah, sure.
So it builds this sort of vacuum under the tree, which is a lot taller than what it looks like while you're on the hill.
Never heard this before.
And so when you get close enough, you slide into it, almost face first, you can't get yourself out.
Tree wells.
They call it the quicksand of the Arctic. It's basically a sinkhole that you fall into, and it's so hard to get out of that you die. Did you know it costs New York City...
New York City!
Pause for effect. $209,000 per year to house one single inmate at Rikers Island.
Yeah. And sometimes, as in the case, wasn't that where Epstein... No, he was in the Metro Correctional.
Yeah.
He was in the cheaper jail.
Yep.
$209,000.
Wow. $209,000 for one inmate. Then go look and see how many inmates are in Rikers Island. And then multiply that. And see what that costs. Let me see if there's a number here. Rikers Island has a budget of $860 million a year.
Wow.
A staff of 9,000 officers and 1,500 civilians managing 100,000 admissions per year and an average daily population of 10,000 inmates.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's right off the runway, at the end of the runway of...
you can see it, LaGuardia.
Yeah. And once a plane came down... It boarded a takeoff or something and landed on the beach at Rikers Island. Hmm. And the inmates came out to help.
Did you know, thanks to Star Trek IV, protection of humpback whales in Western South Atlantic, that was just a little joke, has led to such a strong recovery. The current population is estimated to be at 93% of its pre-exploitation size. The population had declined from nearly 27,000 in 1830 to only 450.
Wow.
In the mid-1950s. Now there are almost 25,000 humpback whales.
You saw the same thing on polar bears, you know, all the freaks. I'm going to kill all the polar bears. Well, now there's too many of them.
Right. So they have to implement some sort of...
In the 70s, it was alligators. Oh, we're going to wipe out the alligator. Well, guess what? Now they're in your backyard down there. Make up your frickin' mind.
Did you know... First off, did you know there was such a bird as the bar-tailed godwit?
No, I did not.
First off, I didn't know that such a bird existed. But not only that, the bar-tailed godwit... is known to undertake the longest nonstop flights of any bird or animal in the world. They regularly fly over 6,500 miles nonstop.
Wow.
One particular flock, however, was known to fly nonstop from Western Alaska to New Zealand. A distance of over 7,200 miles.
I wonder who figured that out and how they figured that out.
I'm sure they track them, you know. Scientists, they put a tracker on the birds.
Yeah. You can put a transponder on them or
something. Yeah, something like that. And they can monitor the flight, just kind of like you do with, sharks, whales, that sort of thing. Mm. Coming up on Random Facts, I'll talk to you about a field in Virginia that has some interesting things in it. A little random fact about Arby's. Space shuttle and space exploration and NASA and SpaceX and all that. The town of Anthon, Iowa. We'll talk about that as well. And the Academy Awards. A little random fact about that. All the way back to 1935.
Cool.
So, it's all coming up on Random Facts.
All right. By the way, that list I read a few minutes back about all the things that are going to kill us over the last 20 years.
Yeah.
It's on Facebook now if you want to take a look at it. 7:22 is the time. Lewis Lawn, today is the last day of the month to call and take advantage of free pickup and delivery if you want to get your mower serviced. Get the system flushed out, get a new spark plug in there, have the blade sharpened, have it ready to go so it fires right up. And the first thing I got to cut are the weeds. Man, this rain is just, and what a prodigious weed crop this year, too.
Yeah. That's been going on for a month or more.
Yeah, well, what's the weed that Randy Burke called
it? I forget what he called it.
It's prolific this year. Lewis Lawn has anything you need for mowers, blowers, pressure washers, all types and sizes, as big as the tractor-style mowers to the zero-turn Echos and X-Marks, which are awesome. I'm a Toro guy myself. I've got a Toro that's in its 12th mowing season because I do get it serviced every year at Lewis Lawn. And now they carry a really cool line of products that are battery charged. It's the Ego line, and they're in the new showroom on the south side of the Lewis property at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. These are really cool because you just charge them when they're not being used. They charge up. When you're ready, you hit the start button. It is really cool. And they are, here's the thing, you can go to these Ego mowers without paying a big upgrade in price. They're just about comparable to the gasoline-powered product lines. Not just mowers, but edgers and trimmers as well. So stop by and see a really great local team of people at Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass. They're open now till 5 o'clock this afternoon. And the number to call about free pickup and delivery last day is 244-9191 at Lewis Lawn. Back with part two of Random Facts in a few.
Well, good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update. We are seeing some congestion now, Troy Highway and the East South Boulevard. On the East South Boulevard, a little congestion at all the lights there. East Boulevard from the Wetumpka Highway all the way around to Wares Ferry Road. Those are our busiest spots this morning, with a close third being Taylor Road from Vaughan up to I-85. Atlanta Highway looking pretty good, I-65 and 85. We've got no issues there, but we're about to get very busy on 85 and 65 as the morning rush comes into Montgomery. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated, all right? Well, it's raining savings at Reinhart Used Car Super Center. Toyota Camrys as low as $185 per month with approved credit. Reinhart Used Car Super Center for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and
together, we would like to thank you. In 2019, we had the honor of assisting hundreds and hundreds of families with their mortgage needs, making us the number one lender in Alabama. We are number one because of you. You have been there with us since the very beginning, and we appreciate your loyal support.
Over the past 6 years, we've worked with many of you. You've sent us your friends, family, co-workers, and for that, we are eternally grateful. As a token of our appreciation, we are waiving the appraisal fee for all repeat customers. If you have ever purchased a home or refinanced a home with Alabama Home Mortgage, we encourage you to give us a call to see if you could save even more money today. Call us at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama now at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right, all right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home. That's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and America's Car Mart are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to America's Car Mart in Montgomery and Prattville. Experience what it's like to be treated like family. It's our annual Pod Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and America's Car Mart.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Oh, the month is one day longer, but at work it's such a bummer. You won't get any extra pay. Four leap day.
And now, let's leap into part two of...
Random facts.
Oh, man, leap. So topical.
You did. I just didn't want to do nothing.
Right. Yeah. Did you know, in a field in Virginia, and I want to find out exactly where in Virginia this is. This is Williamsburg, Virginia.
Oh, I love that town.
There are 43 20-foot-tall busts of almost every president.
Yeah. I thought you did this one.
I remember this.
Yeah, I think you did this.
Did I ever done this one before?
Yeah, you've talked about the bus before.
Some.
That's what somebody said in the comments. Said, how do you know? Because you can't even see their... How do you know that? How do you know how big they are? You can't even see the thing. Each bus weighs 22,000 pounds.
Wow.
For years, they have sat tucked away on the farm, which is private property, not open to tourists. There's a crowdfunding campaign in the works to raise money to relocate the statues to a place where they can be visited by everybody. Yeah, there's a ton of them. Well, 43 of them, but they're huge. Gigantic. I don't know why it was started. Don't know why it was done. Did you know? Now, I know I've done part of this one before. The name of the Arby's, the name of the chain Arby's stands for RB, roast beef.
Of course, yeah. Yep.
It wasn't named for roast beef, though.
Oh.
It was rather named for Raffle Brothers, which are the founders of the Arby's chain.
Shut up.
Yeah. I will not go home.
We have one of the first Arby's built in America just a walk from our house, and the first Arby's, or Arbitz, as my dad used to call it, 39 cents. For roast beef sandwich.
I want one right now.
Yep. The Raffle Brothers. Did you know the original Japanese name was Puckman?
For what?
Which evolved from the Japanese word paku, which meant chump. Given the closeness to a certain four-letter English word, however, people thought, you know what, vandals are going to change that letter. So they eventually changed the name to Pac-Man.
Oh.
And it stuck.
Hmm.
So, yeah. The arcade owners were worried about what vandals would do to the name that was that. So, let's just change that. Did you know, when the space shuttle was in operation, it could launch a payload of 60,627 pounds for about $1.5 billion. That came out to be around $54,000 per pound. For the SpaceX Falcon 9 that Elon Musk is doing, the rocket that is used to access the ISS, the cost is just $2,720 per pound.
Wow, that's
a massive reduction in costs.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
$54,000 per pound to only $2,000 per pound.
I'm excited what SpaceX is doing.
Yeah.
They're an amazing company.
Yeah, but they could have gotten it for cost plus 10 at Space Outlet.
That Prattville one is... Well, the Millbrook one is good, too.
Oh, yeah. They go to the moon twice a day. did you know of the small town of Anthon, Iowa?
Okay. Anthon, Iowa.
Anthon, Iowa. Or maybe it's Anton, Iowa. I don't know. It has a population of around 600 people. Very small town.
Yep.
However, it is home to both Bernard Cogniet, I don't know. Bernard's the world's tallest man, or at least at the time, during his life he was. And also Charles Osborne, a man who held the record for the longest attack of hiccups at 68 years.
So the world's tallest man?
Yes. He was over 8 feet tall.
Okay.
And I would have to say, he lived between, 1897 and 1921.
And the guy who had the longest case of hiccups?
The longest case of hiccups, which was 68 years.
Jeez.
68 years.
How do you sleep? How do you sleep? How do you
eat? Let's look him up. Guy by the name of Charles Osborne. Well, let's see. What do we got? Oh, that's just telling me about the hiccups. American Charles Osborne had a hiccup for 68 years, from 1922 to 1990. He was in the Guinness World Records as the man with the longest attack of hiccups. An estimated 430 million hiccups.
Jeez.
It does not tell me how he slept or anything like that as to how it,
Real quick naps, huh?
In 2007, a Florida teenager gained media fame. She would hiccup around 50 times per minute for more than 5 weeks.
Jeez.
50 times a minute.
Oh, my gosh.
Man.
Her hiccup stopped in 2009 after having surgery.
Did you ever take a spoonful of sugar? That helps.
I've never done that. I get them so rarely.
God. That's a horrible thing to have in that kind of excess. And finally, did you know in 1935, Betty Davis failed to receive an Oscar
1935.
For Of Human Bondage.
Okay.
She got no nomination. She didn't win. Apparently this caught, I wasn't around in 1935 to tell you, but it caused a media uproar. And people cried that there was fraud in the whole situation.
Right.
So the Academy hired the accounting firm of Price Waterhouse.
Ah, that's when that started.
To count votes. Ensure the secrecy of the results, and also, and this is in quotation marks, stem the tide of unfavorable industry sentiment. Even to this day.
That's one of the funny things in the third Naked Gun movie when it all wraps up at the Oscars, when they're going to blow it up.
Yeah.
and the accounting guys from Bryce Porterhouse.
Those are all of your random facts for this Friday.
We hope you were paying close attention because we have a pop quiz question worth $10 free shopping and food outlet. And among the specials this week, again, every week it's big savings in the meat department with the specials, but everything in the meat department is cost plus 10, so you save on all of it. I got a picture yesterday from Mark on his way home after picking up pounds and pounds of boneless chicken breast at $1.57 a pound. Check that price against what the chain stores are asking for boneless chicken breast. This is just a start. Chuck roast, $2.96 a pound. T-bones, $5.96, a price that starts with an 8 or a 9 at the chain grocery stores. How about Bluebell ice cream for dessert? Who says no to that? Nobody. Bluebell ice cream, $4.64 for the full half gallon. All flavors at the chain grocery stores. That's at the minimum $8. And a full loaf of Surefine sandwich bread, 76 cents. This is like right out of the 70s here, these prices.
76 cents for a loaf of bread?
A loaf of bread, a full loaf of bread, too. Not a short stack or anything like that. And 12 packs, excuse me, of the 12-ounce cans of all Coke products, $3.29 each. Those are the specials. Everything is cost plus 10. Save big at 3543 Highway 14 in Millbrook. On Main Street, just west of 31, on the south side of Main. And I'll see you Sunday morning around 7:30 at Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery. And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time for that Food Outlet Pop Quiz Question with Quizmaster Jay.
Going back to earlier in Random Facts, we talked about New York City.
New York City.
New York City.
Pause for effect. How much money do they spend on one inmate per year at Rikers Island?
One inmate per year at Rikers. 272-9228 is the number to call. Remember, we have a grand prize drawing today. So even if you don't have the right answer, it's worth the time to call and make sure you're registered for that because we have some great prizes. 272-9228, we are standing by right now for your call.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We're a little after 7:30 on the clock, and we're seeing a lot of cars inbound now on I-65 and 85 to downtown Montgomery. East-South Boulevard, very busy from Troy Highway down to Baptist. 331 Norman Bridge, very busy this morning. We're seeing that congestion at Jasmine Hill and Redland Road on Highway 231 in from Wetumpka. Highway 31 is busy, and Atlanta Highway, a lot of cars there as well. No accidents anywhere this morning. None to pass along to you, so keep it here, and we will keep you updated. Your office location says it all. Synovus Center on Cobbsford Road in Prattville gives you the distinction your business deserves. Call David McClinton for more information, 270-9177. Another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Okay, Ashley, are you ready to win this contest?
Yes.
Okay, what do you think? What is the amount of money New York City spends for one inmate per year at Rikers Island?
If I was listening carefully, I believe it was $209,000 a year.
That's correct. You were listening correctly. Absolutely. We got a little organ player.
Yeah, I missed by one hockey.
You got it right, Ashley. Congratulations.
Absolutely. That's great.
Thank you.
You hang on. Let's say good morning to our other contestants. George, thanks for trying. You missed by one.
Hi, George.
You want to ask him a bonus question?
Hey, George, in 1935, Betty Davis did not win an Oscar for what particular movie?
Oh, man.
Pull
the old man thing, I forgot.
Oh, that's okay.
I couldn't answer that.
No problem. Of Human Bondage was the name of the movie.
Oh, that was it.
That's it.
That's it.
You have a clip from that movie
here. Thank you.
Don't worry, I'm not going to hurt you.
The bondage.
Oh,
the bondage.
Sue.
Hey, Sue, how are you?
We wanted to thank you for trying. Did you have a bonus question for Sue?
One more. There's one town, it's a town, I'll even take the state, that where you have the world's tallest man and also the man with the most hiccups. Do you know where that was?
Williamsburg, Virginia.
Oh no, that's where the busts. That's where the 43 busts of the presidents are. But
oh, wow.
we were looking for Anton, Iowa. But thank you, I appreciate it.
Thank you
for listening. Thanks. Good work by all of our callers. At 7:41, Animal Stories coming up.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery
Subaru. On a cold morning like this, may I suggest a hearty breakfast like we got this morning from Uncle Greg, you know?
Thanks for breakfast, Uncle Greg. Yum.
Yeah, it was really good. Lots of sunshine today. It's going to warm up to the upper 50s to maybe teasing 60 degrees later, becoming breezy by later on this afternoon. Chilly tonight, but not as cold as last night. No freezing temperature tonight. We fall to about 36. Tomorrow, on Saturday, will be near 60, I think. Sunshine, well, let's say upper 60s by Sunday with more sunshine, so it's going to be a really nice weekend. Then low 70s on Monday, mid 70s on Tuesday with scattered showers both days, and we're still keeping a close monitor on the Wednesday situation, the storm system that looks suspicious. Every storm system this time of the year is suspect for severe weather, but Wednesday would be the day. It would be a daytime situation. For more information, check out my morning video this morning for the nuts and bolts of the details. Right now, this morning, we have Maxwell at 28, Prattville at 27. It's 33 now at Montgomery Regional Airport, Danny Field at 743.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Animal Stories is coming up. You recall earlier this week, we had in fact, I think it was a week ago today, we first found out about the little chihuahua.
Yeah.
And the pigeon.
Yeah.
That became friends.
They picked them up and they found them.
I posted this on Facebook already this morning. The disabled puppy.
Is that the puppy?
That's the puppy. He's a chihuahua.
Oh, it's a cutie.
And that's his friend, the pigeon. Oh. They got a little tiny wheelchair for that little pup. And that story's on my page.
Nice.
It'll make you feel good this morning. Got a whole bunch more, including a tubby eagle.
Hey.
A seagull. And
seagull?
And another cat that doesn't know how to behave. All of that just ahead.
More selling is expected on Wall Street today as investors consider warnings from companies reporting about how the coronavirus will impact their business. The Wall Street Journal says the travel sector has led the sell-off this week. Royal Caribbean Cruises is down more than 20%. American Airlines Group is down 19%. And Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings is down more than 18%. The virus also had an impact on business for China's online search engine Baidu. It says the extension of the Lunar New Year holiday break and closure of stores cut into its advertising business. Wayfair stock is slumping after it reported a wider-than-expected loss in the holiday quarter. Foot Locker's earnings were stronger than expected, but its sales declined in the holiday season. It had popular styles in stock, but shoppers were not buying as much. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
We've toiled and triumphed.
We choose to go to the moon.
And pushed mankind to new worlds. We fought for justice.
A turning point in man's search for freedom.
And freed a continent.
Tear down this wall.
But perhaps our greatest achievement isn't thanks to an athlete or an astronaut. It's at the very core of our country. Our greatest achievement is in your hands. Democracy 2020. Fox News. America is watching.
Lewis.
Lewis.
Where did I get Frank from?
I don't know.
Lewis.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, sir.
Well, I wanted to relate something that happened to me yesterday. You know the old story about the wedding cake in the bakery did not want to make it for a gay wedding? Well, yesterday I was trying to get a window truck. A local sign company had made it for me a couple of years ago, and it read, "You should be embarrassed to be a Democrat." Yesterday, the woman said, I'm not going to make it for you. I don't want to make it. I said, well, I'll get an attorney and force you to make it the way that bakery was treated. She said, okay, I'll tell you what, I'll triple the price he was going to charge me, well, more than that, $200. The first time she made it for me, she charged $20. Mm. But, you know, the liberal Democrats want to censor everybody and not let you express. She refused to make it.
Was this cake, who was it for? Was it a joke or something?
No, I'm talking about it's the same as the story several years ago where the gay couple.
All right, this is a story, though. Is this a story in the paper, or did you experience this? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
No, this was me yesterday. The same company made the sticker for me 3 or 4 years ago, and liberal Democrat, and she said, no, I don't want to make it for you. I said, well, I'll call an attorney and force you to make it for me.
So then instead they tried to charge you like 10 times the normal price.
Yeah, from $20 the first time. He said, okay, I'll tell you what, I'll charge you $200.
I'm sure there's somebody else that'll make the sign.
Well, the point is, I
know.
They want
it's for thee and not me.
They don't want you to.
And this is one example of 1,000 where there's like two levels of law. You know?
Double standard.
Yeah.
Double standard.
Okay,
I just wanted to let y'all know.
Appreciate the call. Here's your local news at 7:47. I think we're going to have to push animal stories to the next hour.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
We still got 10 minutes in the hour?
We got all those animals waiting on the corner there. I hope they don't have to go to the bathroom.
No, we will have to move it to the next hour. But first...
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama Senate gave final approval to a bill that would block cities from implementing new occupational taxes. This comes after the Montgomery City Council passed an occupational tax earlier this month. This bill now heads to Governor Ivey's desk. A judge has dismissed a lawsuit over control of the Alabama Democratic Party. The judge dismissed the lawsuit filed by longtime leader Nancy Worley to prevent new chair Chris England from taking control. The judge says he doesn't have jurisdiction over the internal party dispute. And Selma's Bridge Crossing Jubilee events get underway this weekend. Thousands of people, from residents to tourists and even several presidential candidates, will be in Selma for the Bridge Crossing Jubilee. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight against the impeachment sham. When President Trump needed a fighter to take on Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Bradley Byrne stood up, and President Trump took notice.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump knows that Bradley Byrne is a fighter. Byrne has a 97% pro-Trump voting record. He's pro-wall, pro-life, and pro-gun. Bradley Byrne puts Alabama and America first. Bradley Byrne puts us first.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump is making America great. Send President Trump the fighter he needs to keep it that way. Bradley Byrne for Senate.
Bradley Byrne.
For Alabama.
Bradley Byrne.
For U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. It's quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Montgomery is home to so much of our country's history. Many people fought for our sacred right to vote, and we're all standing on the shoulders of giants. I'm Montgomery County Probate Judge J.C. Love. On March the 3rd, we'll vote for nominees for President, U.S. Senate, and Congress, as well as in local races such as school board, district, circuit court judges, and county commission. No matter which party primary you vote in, let's all honor the legacy of those who fought for our rights and vote on Tuesday, March 3rd.
It's back. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. AutoSave Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, here's a very helpful life lesson and dating tip for guys from Alexa.
When going out to eat, she can eat your fries. But don't you even think about trying to touch the fries on her plate. Unless you want a fork stabbed in the back of your hand and you want to sleep alone.
This has been a very helpful life lesson and dating tip for guys from Alexa.
Let's talk about some of the excitement we got lined up for next hour.
Okay.
Our grand prize drawing.
Oh, that's it. Around 8:56.
Yes. We're going to move animal stories to after 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Probably right after Rich's weather. I put a ton of stuff on Facebook this morning, but something I put up yesterday is something we're actually going to play. And it's a very brief but very to-the-point commentary by Dr. Drew Pinsky on the media's behavior through this corona thing.
It is worth your time to hear this, what
yes,
he says.
Absolutely. So stay tuned. That's coming up after 8.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David with the multi-award-winning Mr. Sandman mattress, and no, we are not going out of business. Sneakers Tennis Shoe Store is, and when their sale is over around the 1st of May, I will remodel the building and expand Mr. Sandman into one large store. To make room for construction crews and to clean out over 60 discontinued models, I am slashing prices on warehouses full of really nice beds, headboards, and mattresses. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, Sutherland, Restonic, and other great factories have made changes to their lineups, and as a stocking dealer, I must liquidate the old to bring in the new. Twins, Twin Extra Longs, Fulls, Queens, and Kings are discounted throughout these two Mr. Sandman locations. We have hybrids, memory foams, latex, and plain old mattresses. We also carry a wide selection of adjustable bases, always discounted. Mr. Sandman mattress on the Atlanta Highway. In other news, time is running out to sign up for the Lehigh Class of 70 50th reunion. We have to order name tags and other items, so don't miss out on a great reunion.
I'm Beth Kellum. There are people who want me off the Court of Criminal Appeals because they think that someone else will be softer on criminals or replace criminal justice with social justice. But that's not what serving as a judge is all about. A judge's job is first and foremost to respect the Constitution. That means making sure the punishment fits the crime, and it means following the law, not legislating from the bench.
Beth Kellum brings decades of criminal and appellate law experience to the bench, and Beth Kellum's seen it all.
When you've been around criminal law for decades, you've heard everything. That's where experience counts.
Beth Kellum has the intelligence, the courage, the experience, and conservative values Alabama needs on the Court of Criminal Appeals. Re-elect Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Paid for by Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Box 24 41511 Montgomery 36124. BethKellum.com.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Traffic is brought to you by Alabama Dumpster Service.
Leave your waste in the red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. Count on friendly customer service and competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic with your latest update on the roads. I-85 southbound from Mount Meigs past Chantilly to Taylor Road. We got some slow traffic there. Large volume of traffic moving into downtown Montgomery. I-85, we're seeing a little bit of a bill there, as well as 231 from Wetumpka. We've got slow traffic at Redland Road and Jasmine Hill Road intersections. East-South Boulevard at Troy Highway. Atlanta Highway looking pretty good to Madison Avenue into downtown. A little congestion on 331 and Norman Bridge into downtown. Use caution wherever you are this morning. Buckle up. No accidents into us to pass along to you. Well, Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell James.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Tonight on HLA.
Are you tired of swiping left on all those climate change deniers?
Yeah, it's hard to find someone who cares about the environment as much as I do.
Then sign up for the very first environmentally friendly dating app, Climate.
Wow. Where do you find all these woke men?
We scan everyone's social media and browsing history to see if they actually care about the environment.
Isn't that a little invasive?
Not as invasive as your carbon footprint. And you'll know you found your climate when Greta says so.
You saved my childhood.
This guy is so hot. He's melting my iceberg.
From the moment we matched, I knew Kate was my solar mate.
I knew he was my non-GMO honey bear because his profile said he only showers once a month to save the environment.
Oh, jeez. Well, the couple that saves the world together stays together. Sign up for Climate today.
Is that my honey bear over there? All right, so next hour, you don't want to miss this Drew Pinsky clip.
It's really good.
The way the media is rolling this corona hysteria.
He puts it in perspective. He made me feel better.
We just didn't have time for animal stories. I don't know if we'll do it next hour or if we'll just hold it till Monday. Anyway, we'll also do our grand prize drawing next hour for everybody that's calling. If we can, we'll squeeze in a conundrum. It's going to be very, very busy. I have to tell you, the last time I went to Infusion for vitamin IV, I had them do a little extra vitamin C in it.
Mm-hmm.
I have felt better every day since the first week. I have felt normal from Monday through Friday instead of dragging it. You know, I mean, it helped me get rid of, I had that bronchial thing that eventually became walking pneumonia and the boogie-woogie flu. So for about 3 weeks, I felt.